Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1619 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello.
Tracy, we got more of the haunted places in the world, according to Wanderlust. I'm skipping some of these because some of them have just been done to death, literally. So I thought we would go to some that we hadn't heard as much of. So we're going to go to Dragsom Slot in Denmark. Dragsom Slot, or Dragsom Castle, was originally built in 1215.
Dang.
Making it one of the oldest castles in Denmark and reportedly the most haunted castle in all of Europe. That's going to take some doing.
I mean,
with all those they got in Scotland and Ireland and the UK and...
Well, it should, as long as it's been around, it should have something going on up in there.
In the 16th and 17th century, parts of it were used to house prisoners of noble or ecclesiastic rank. And in 1694, it was rebuilt in a Baroque style. Yeah, it'd be Baroque trying to build a castle.
No kidding.
The castle is thought to be home of at least 100 ghosts, including the Earl of Bothwell, the husband of Mary, Queen of Scots, who died as a prisoner in the castle. You may also see the White Lady wandering the halls, whose skeleton was found encased in a wall by builders in 1930.
My gosh.
The castle has been transformed into a luxurious hotel with lavish rooms and Michelin-rated restaurant serving locally sourced food. The hotel offers their own guided tour explaining the history of the building. But for a truly terrifying experience, book a ghost tour, including a two-night stay, a tour highlighting the spooky occupants, and dinner at the gourmet restaurant. There's just not enough time or money to do all these things that I want to do.
No, I know it.
I'll mention some of the ones, but we won't cover them. Ancient Ram Inn. Of course, we've covered that one in detail. Myrtle's Plantation. Again, we've covered that one. Bangar Fort in India. We've covered that one. So I'm skipping around, but I'm at least letting you know some of the ones they think are the most haunted. We've also covered this one, but it's been a long time ago, so we'll talk about it. The Castle of Good Hope, Cape Town, South Africa. It was built in the 17th century by the Dutch East India Company, and the Castle of Good Hope is South Africa's oldest building. The first ghost was spotted in 1915 when the apparition of a tall gentleman was seen jumping off the side of one of the castle walls, and then walking between the bastions, Leerdam, and Orange. Another famous ghost, the Lady in Grey, was often seen running through the castle, holding her face and crying hysterically.
Holding her face?
That's what it says.
Oh, I thought you said faith.
No. But has not been seen since. A woman's body was found during excavations. So maybe that's all it took.
No, she's over it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's over it. Other unexplained events include the bell in the bell tower ringing on its own accord and the ghost of a black dog that pounces on unsuspecting visitors, then simply vanishes into thin air. It's arguably one of the world's best preserved 17th century buildings. The castle is now a popular tourist attraction with three prestigious museums, a memorial to Krotoa, the leader of the Khoi nation, and an opportunity to learn more about the hidden history surrounding the castle on a guided tour. You can also eat at the restaurant in the front courtyard and watch the key ceremony and the cannon firing.
Isn't that loud?
I would imagine it would be loud.
Yeah.
But it'd still be cool.
Yeah, I guess so. It's not very good ambiance. Ambiance. Right.
What's that word? Ambiance. Yeah. That. All right. So it reminded me of something, and I'm going to tell a bad joke. All right, so it said something about the bell ringing in the bell tower by itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've told this joke on here before, but it's worth telling again. I remember when I first heard stories about the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I heard the story, though, was he wanted to ring the bell, but he didn't have any arms. So he had to run, get a running start, and smash into the bell with the front of his face.
Stop it.
That's how he rang the bell. And one day, he went running and he missed. And he fell out of the building and poofed dead. But nobody had seen him because he always stayed up in the bell tower, so nobody knew who he was. Obviously, a crowd gathered, and then somebody says, "Do you know who this is?" And the guy says, "No, but his face rings a bell."
Aww.
Then his brother came to take over the job. It was like an honor for him to take his brother's job. And people were like, "I don't know this guy. Do you know anything about him?" And he's like, "No, but he looks just like his brother." He said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, he's a dead ringer."
Oh, my Lord. Jerry Pauley.
All right, that's all I got for today.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1620 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello.
Tracy, we're back with more haunted places according to Wanderlust.
Wanderlust.
The Hellfire Club in Ireland. The Hellfire Club was a hunting lodge built in 1925 for William Connolly, an Irish parliamentary speaker. The stones of the building are from ancient passage tombs and said to have angered the devil, which first associated the site with the supernatural. The lodge reportedly became a gathering place for a small group of Dublin elites who met for debauchery and devil worshipping. Its ruins sit atop the summit of Mount Pillar Hill in the foothills of the Dublin Mountains. Tales of animal sacrifice, black masses, cloven-hoofed men, and murder are linked to the structure. The most popular tale tells of a visit by a satanic creature in the form of a man who was only discovered when one of the players dropped a card, and on picking it up, he noticed the guest had cloven feet. On this discovery, the creature disappeared in a ball of flames. There are also stories of a big black cat the size of a dog who took on a priest and haunts the lodge. The most regular ghostly visitor is a young lady believed to have been placed in a barrel, set on fire, and rode down the hill for fun.
Oh, man. Dude, get a life. That's terrible.
The Hellfire Club is a popular stopping point on a walking trail through the Dublin Hills. Ghost tours of the site are also available, with extra tours running through the week of Halloween.
Huh.
And, of course, they're most famous now more from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the Hellfire Club. That everybody was involved, and you see the shirts and stuff. Mm-hmm, everywhere, but mm-hmm. That's where it came from. They've got the Banff Springs Hotel. We've covered that one. We'll skip that one. Paviglia Island in Italy. I'm going to cover that one again because that one's been a while, and I find that interesting. In the Venice Lagoon between Venice and Lido, this small island was a place where mainlanders fled to seek refuge from invaders. In the 14th century, Venetians affected by the bubonic plague were sent here to die. And when they did die, they were burned on giant pyres. The site was also used as a mental asylum during the 1800s, where patients were experimented on and tortured.
I just cannot imagine people doing that stuff. That's the craziest crap. Have a bonfire, but not with them on the bonfire. Roast some marshmallows.
They were dead, though. They had to destroy them to.
For
disease purposes.
Well, that's true. I guess that's true.
Ask a local, and they will tell you that the island is full of ghosts and cursed with unhealthy spirits. Voices and screams are often heard, and visitors have reported seeing dark, fleeting shadows. Many visitors say that they begin to feel an oppressive, evil feeling as soon as they step on the island. Despite nearly being auctioned off to an entrepreneur, the island remains totally abandoned and off bounds to most visitors. Even if you were allowed to go on the island, it'd be hard to find someone willing to take you, as many locals won't step foot on Poviglia for fear of being cursed, and fishermen refuse to fish in the area, worried they'll drag up human remains.
Oh, gosh, I imagine that would be so scary.
Well, I can't remember the percentages, but literally, the whole island, like whatever you're walking, is like 60 or 70% human remains. That's how many people were buried on that island.
Oh, my Lord.
So it's like if you just go over and start digging, it's little bone fragments and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Not an island where you'd want to eat the dirt.
Nah, no mud pies for me.
Let's end on this one. The separate prison, Port Arthur, Australia. This is one I've not heard of. Tasmania's secluded Port Arthur housed some of Britain's toughest criminals. Taking inspiration from the work of the British writer Jeremy Bentham, the Panopticon-style prison block thrived on completely isolating prisoners to a torturous degree. The separate prison operated a silent system where prisoners were hooded, placed in solitary confinement, and forbidden to speak to anyone. Conditions were so unbearable that countless inmates would murder their fellow prisoners. They'd rather face the death penalty than spend another minute in there. Hundreds of hooded inmates are said to wander the halls at night. A handful of the 1,000 people buried in the unmarked burial ground. Port Arthur is now a historic site museum open to the public. There are chilling nightly ghost tours if you're feeling brave.
Nope. That is insane.
Now if we go to Australia, we've got two places to visit.
Yeah. We will go to Natasha's and that'll be it.
All right, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey, guys. If you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods, straight from world-famous restaurants, right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered, with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.